Hello and welcome to another episode of This Week in Metropolis with me, James, and him over there, Matthew Porteous. Tonight we are joined by the illustrator, comic artist and educator. That's right, educator, because he'll be educating me and Matt this evening, Kevin Wells, a.k.a. K-Wiz. We look forward to doing a live draw along with Kevin. We don't know what's in store, or do we? You'll find out. For what we're going to be drawing, we'll also be playing our new game, which I've rebranded in the space of 24 hours, called Guess Who. And also, we have got another anniversary spread. But before we get into that and all the other news from the past week, if we have time to do that, Matt, where can everyone find us this evening?
Well, firstly, big thanks to Nat Wurst, who were on the show last week. If you've missed that, check it out. It's on our YouTube. It's on our Facebook. You can watch it again. And don't forget to subscribe to both, and then you won't miss any more. Also, you can hear the audio on all major streaming platforms. So whatever platform you use, have a look at us on there. Just search This Week in Metropolis, and we are there. And of course, every episode we record, we chop up into little bits, and it will be put on all of our social media, particularly Instagram. Have a look on Instagram. You'll get all the videos, all of the news that we post throughout the week, so you never miss a thing and you can enjoy it again and again. However, let's get on with the show. First, this.
The latest pop culture news with your hosts, James and Matt. Welcome to This Week in Metropolis.
And good evening. Here we all are, and welcome to Kev. Kev, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, mate. It's our pleasure. And we appreciate you taking the time to jump onto our show this evening. And yeah. Kev, like a load of our guests that we seem to keep having throughout the, what are we on now, 12th season, we met you through Shane and Dawn of Comics Quiz. And obviously Shane, who's part of the Nerd Herd, that's kind of where a lot of the community, I think, has spread out.
It's like
from
a social club, isn't it? For everyone.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But we've met you a few times on there, but grateful to have you on the show. But for those that aren't aware of you and a bit about yourself, tell us what you do, Kev.
Hi, so I'm an indie comics creator and freelance illustrator. But that's my job. You don't need to know about my job. But the great indie comic creator. And I also host a YouTube show called Kev's Draw Along on the Nerd Herd YouTube channel.
The Nerd Herd. Which James is nicely representing today.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to those boys. So thanks for the merch. Love it. And I absolutely love watching Kev's Draw Along because I watched the episodes that you do with my six-year-old, who is awful at drawing, but he's fascinated to see. he won't be listening to this, it's fine. But it's fascinating to see, kind of like for him and for me, just to see how kind of easy you make it look with how you go about showing what you do.
Yeah, well, the way I break it down is much harder for me now because everything I'll do is I'll kind of just like, scribble, scribble, scribble. If you see some of the videos where I've messed up the editing, and you can see where I've just scribbled it because I've had to take it from a time lapse instead of recording it. I just scribble instead of going, here's a circle, here's another circle. Now we're going to put some lines here. So I've probably made that worse for your 6-year-old by saying, I don't even need to use those circles anymore.
I was just going to say, Matt, you're a keen artist and do lots of drawings and sketches, doodles, all that sort of stuff. Having watched some of Kev's videos, what are your, like, have you learned tips and things off of what you've seen through? I mean, it'd be awkward if you'd now said no, but
absolutely nothing, no, because I'm so good at what I do. The thing with me, I can always learn from other people because I, like, my boys say to me, oh, you're so good at drawing. But I always say, I'm just good at what I can draw as such is the thing. Like, if anyone's seen what I draw, it's not particularly complicated, but I can draw. I've sort of evolved this certain caricature of like a head and shoulders. It's almost like a bust, and I do variations of that. So if you ask me to draw other things, it could turn out dreadful. So I'm always keen to learn. So yeah, definitely always get a lot out of it. And the thing I always advise people, and I don't know whether you agree, Kev, and hopefully you'll reflect this in sort of what we're going to do a bit later, is sort of, I think people tend to try, like if you're trying to draw a dog, they'll try and draw the whole dog at once. But it's sort of like, think about, what do the eyes look like? What do the ears look like? How does that then connect with the face? How does that then connect to the body? How does, yeah, and sort of breaking it down into those little bits. And before you realize it, you then get the whole picture.
Yeah.
As such, is how I, in my mind, it sort of works.
It's much easier to do it that way, especially drawing animals. I don't know how people can draw animals just off the top of their head. I've always got like a photo on my phone and I'm like zooming in trying to figure out. I had to draw a horse recently for a project I'm doing, and I'm like, why do I have to draw horses all the time? Because I end up drawing medieval stuff. So
but I mean, I was looking on your website the other day, Kev, and just writing down some of my notes for kind of what you do and what you've done. So illustrator, you've done illustrations for kind of an artwork for bands, podcasts, small independent businesses, larger firms. You've done, I mean, this is incredible in itself. You've done your own independent comic book series, which is, I'm going to butcher this name now, The Last Einherjar.
Silent J.
We'll go with that. Oh, a bit like my name, James.
James. I think in one of them, I actually put the pronunciation
the phonetic
back of it.
Of it.
Yeah, phonetic. Because I was like, there you go.
and you've also been co-creator on another one, The Dark Emissary.
Emissary, yeah, that's another that, one. Yep. Yeah, and I'll pop that one up on the screen as well. I'm all in. Yeah, nice. I've got a second issue of that coming out soon. I'm working on it. I'm only 4 pages in.
Wow.
So how long the writer isn't on happy.
How long does it take you to do a whole book?
It depends, like, how into it I am, usually. If I'm, like, really, and so the last issue of the last sign here, I had the plot written. But then it took me like about a month to get it drawn. It was a slow work. Whenever I got slow, it's a slow work month. I can work on the comics. So yeah, maybe a page depending on the what's on the page. So I guess I'll show you. So if something like that, because it's kind of blank, it took me a couple of hours. Then say we got a double page spread. That'll take me all day and a bit.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. That's in a day.
Yeah.
To so the
one that you're co-creator on. So you just doing the artwork on that one. You've got, and there's the other chap is obviously the one who's got the storyline that he's written.
Yeah. And that's so it's a little easier for me because I know what I've got to do.
The question I was going to ask Kev actually, because we've had people on before who are either just the writer or just the artist. And I would imagine that doing the art for someone else's story is probably more difficult because with your one that you've done the story and the artwork, surely you've already got
your
the
vision.
Idea in your head. Yeah, it's your vision.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, mine's easier because I know exactly what's going to happen and I can change it. I could be drawing it and going, oh no, I don't want that to happen anymore. I'll change it, and usually something just draw something cooler instead of like a dialogue scene or something. I was like, oh, we need another fight in here or something like that. Whereas, working from the script, it's a little tighter. But depending on who you're working on the script with, so Nigel, who writes The Dark Emissary, I've known him for years, so it's looser. if, say, someone's like employed me to do it, someone's asked, sometimes I get writers come and ask, can you draw the comic? I'm like, yeah, and then they don't like it when I turn around, but I want to be paid because I'm not working on your comic if you're not going to pay me. But yeah, exactly. I've got to stick to their script a bit more thoroughly.
Did they come with a, I want you to draw it like this, like, and it's a very specific brief, or do you ask for a bit more creative control?
I can say in some, like, just the illustration work, sometimes you have people who come in, and I guess it's with every job, do you get someone come in who doesn't know what, has an idea of what they want, but they can't, like, articulate it without, I just want, what do you want? Superheroes. Okay.
A horse.
What type of superhero? A horse.
I want lots of horses. But in space.
You know what? I don't think I'd bat an eyelid at that.
No, I like what Kev said there, Matt. He said, someone comes along and says, I want superheroes. Isn't that what you've done, Matt?
That's exactly what we did. And
these arseholes who do this.
But at least you said what you wanted. You said you wanted the shabby uniform, like it's homemade and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there we go. And I did like, Lou James likes Man U, so I'll stick him in a Man U setup as well.
That is what I loved about it. And please, if you've probably seen the thumbnail, if you're sort of listening, and we should probably uploaded the pictures, but have a look at the artwork for this episode, because as Kev just said, we asked Kev, and we did pay him, just to highlight that. We're free. And it just exceeded all expectations, I think. The brief I gave him was that, like, handmade, where me and James talked about it, and had that idea of, like, really, really crap superheroes is what we wanted to look like, because that was the main thing.
It's so cool. I thought actually, like, looked quite good, actually.
The little touches, like the Man U top, and just the Wolverine claws made out of, like, a pencil and a fork, and just so cool.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Love them.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys liked them.
Yeah, the feedback that I've had from people that I've shown has all been incredible. And one of which, who's I just seen has popped up, is Highland G, who said, love the thumbnail art, Kev.
He recognised your style.
Yeah. He did straight away. I'm just gonna literally quickly go to the comments, see who we've got with us. We've got Shane from Dawn of Comics. Hey. Happy Shane. Tuesday. Same to you, Shane. We've got Alex Moritz. Hi from Germany, from Alex.
Yeah. Hi, Alex.
We've got Martin from Sonic's Comics.
Hey, Martin.
Another new person. I don't think I've seen this person. Tango. Hi there. Evening. Ben, the everybody's favorite attention-seeking geek. Evening, gents.
Question mark himself as
question mark the man in the building. He's here, yeah. Hello, all. Evening, Mark, and Highland G. So, if you are joining us this evening, get in the comments. If you've got any questions for us or for Kev, let us know. And so, in addition to all the things that we just listed, you're also an educator as well. So, you do workshops and online art classes, I think.
I've been doing them with a few. I've been doing them one with a college for couple of years now. It's going well. I was in a school today, and I don't want to talk about it because
I take it no one was listening, particularly today.
No, it's 9-year-olds,
and we've invited the whole class online.
Surprise! How do you own? What's the things that how do you engage with a 9-year-old when you've got a class like that? What do you draw, or like what's the buy-in that you get from them?
I usually draw Spider-Man, and then they're like, oh, can I draw Spider-Man? I'm like, no, you gotta stick to what if it's like a lesson plan.
Rubbish.
You should try. I'll just go there to like boost my ego,
just knock their self-esteem.
Have you ever had one, Kev, where you do like either an online one or and someone shows you what they've done, you go, oh shit, that's like even better.
They know what they're doing.
Don't look at that one.
Not yet.
Well, I mean,
maybe tonight is today. Tonight, when you see our Marios.
Yeah, you know, I told you I was rubbish, Kev. Yeah, just you wait. Well, I did mention in the intro that I've rebranded Get to Know Our Guests to Guest Who. There's a clever play on words there. That's
almost as good as question mark, isn't it?
It is. I think it's probably outed question mark now.
Sorry, Mark. But
yeah, we'll have to get a jingle. We'll get Ryan on the phone. He can do us a jingle. But yeah, so Kev, I sent you the same as we did with the Nowtworst girls, the five questions, let's say, not question mark, questions.
Categories.
Categories. So your favourites. Now, we asked the Nowtworst girls what their least favourite was, because that's kind of what they do. So we wanted to know what your favourite things were. So we'll just scan through them. Yep. If there's any comments from me and Matt, you know, we won't judge you. But
yeah. We might, depending but on
we might. Answer. Yeah. So let's kick off. let's kick off with your favourite band or artist.
My favourite band is Iron Maiden. I saw them.
Oh, if only I knew, I could have worn my... I've got a West Ham shirt Iron Maiden written on it. Yeah,
because the bass player is a massive fan. Steve Harris is a massive fan. Right. Yeah, I've been a fan of them since I was 40. Oh, I've just had a thought. I went and saw the first time I saw them was when I was 14. I'm 34 now. So it's 20 years ago since when the first time I saw them. I've seen them. I'm surprised they're still going because they were... pretty old then.
Exactly. If you think that they're not their prime, I guess, but they're when they were first breaking and being really big, that was early 80s. So they've been around for a long, long while now.
Yeah. Very good. Every time I've seen them, they put on a good show. The best one I went to was Twickenham, playing in Twickenham. Yeah. He ran on stage, Bruce Dickinson. He kicked out the rugby ball and the gig started. And I was like, oh, brilliant.
What a way to start a gig. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, amazing shout. Yeah, wasn't expecting that either. That's a great shout.
Favourite song?
Yeah. Favourite song. Oh.
Too many to choose from.
What ones? Whenever Power Slave comes on, I keep that on. Usually.
Nice. That's usually a good sign. If it's one that you don't skip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, that's definitely my favourite band.
Okay. Awesome. I'm going to save Gadget Mark until the end because I think I'm hoping it might be art related or, you know, maybe something a bit.
You did just say Mark.
Sorry, Mark. I meant Mark. but let's go to favourite food or meal.
Favourite food? Spaghetti and meatballs. But the way my fiance makes them. So anyone else watching?
Do you want to give her a shout out?
Well, she's watching. Hi, Ella.
She's just sat here, James, and she's just sat here.
She's just preparing spaghetti and meatballs for after the show.
What does she do? Is there a secret recipe, Kev, that we all need
to know? I think the secret is a teaspoon of sugar put into it, so it's not. Oh. So it makes it a little bit sweeter. So even with the stock and the tomatoes, it cuts off the sharpness of the tomatoes. Mm. Comes out really well. Very nice.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, favorite movie.
Empire Strikes Back.
Nice. Oh, good choice.
Again, favourite since I was a kid. So I think it was the first Star Wars film I saw. And we're not in my office at the minute. But I've got a little Star Wars shrine to the side of my desk. Yeah. So I'm a big old nerd.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say to that.
Yeah.
Favorite TV show?
The American Office.
Oh, great show. Absolutely love it. I mean, he was the one who got me into the UK Office. Are you a fan of the UK one as well?
I do like the UK one as well,
The American one, I just think what I love about it is that although obviously the first six episodes are word for word the same as the first six of the UK one, once it goes into its own...
I never knew that.
It's so different.
I just thought, because... I've seen a bit of The Office, the original Office, but I've not seen any in The American Office. But I didn't realise they just remade it for the first
ones. Because they were kind of like pilot episodes, weren't they? Just to see, I guess, how it took off. And it didn't work for me either. Did you agree? Hi, Scott. Did you like the first six where it was kind of just...
It took... So like most people, I started watching it in the pandemic. And I watched those first six episodes and I was like, okay, I'll carry on. I'm enjoying it. But mostly because I was like... Because I knew Jim and Pam got together.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting invested in them. So I was like... Yeah. All right, I've got to carry on watching to see what they're like. And then the second season just got better and better.
Yeah. And I think as well, because they've done quite a lot of episodes outside of The Office as well, which made it very different to the UK one where, you know, I'd say 90% of that was in The Office.
Yeah,
But yeah, absolutely brilliant shout. Okay, last one on Guess Who. Is your favourite gadget?
My iPad, which I'm recording on now.
There you go.
Yeah, love it. I do all my art on it now
as well.
Yeah, I draw on it. Got my iPen there. Work on Procreate. So that's how all my books are made for Procreate now.
I was going to say,
it's less messy. Doesn't take up as much room. I can draw. I can sit on the settee, watch TV, and draw on my lap. Instead of having to sit at a drawing board like I used to do, which makes life so much easier.
Do you find, Kev, with your iPad, I don't know what version you've got of it, but do you find as new versions come out, are you always upgrading to have the latest kind of capabilities on it?
No, I'm happy with what is. I'm like rubbish with technology, so once I've learned one, I'll stick with it for as long as possible. It's like my phone. I've had it for the past 3 years because I'm like, I know how it works. I don't need to upgrade or anything. I'll just keep it as it is. So
me and Matt have said it before. There's nothing more underwhelming, I find, when you upgrade your phone to the next version and then you turn it on. It's essentially exactly the same phone.
Like, the same phone.
All that hype and build of seeing this new shiny toy, and then you turn it and go, actually, it does exactly the same as the last one, doesn't it?
I mean, the camera's slightly better.
I'm no photographer, so I'm not noticing any sort of difference on that front. But, well, Matt, were there any interesting picks there for you?
I absolutely love most of them. Is the interesting for me, Empire Strikes Back is... by far my favourite Star Wars film, for similar reasons. Like growing up, I absolutely love it, and the scenes in Hoth, and just everything about that film is awesome. And Iron Maiden, I love anyone who loves Iron Maiden because they're brilliant. So yeah,
well, Star Wars is actually a good link, just quickly, to a news story that's developed over the last kind of 24 hours. I want to say there was the release of the Mandalorian season 3 trailer. Matt, I know you haven't seen it yet.
No,
I've seen it. Kev, you've seen it.
Yeah.
What are you a fan of the Mandalorian series?
I do like the Mandalorian series. I think it looks brilliant, and I'm glad they're kind of going away from. I felt like last series was a case of just too many like cameos. Like you'd have Ahsoka pop up, and then you'd have Luke pop up, which I'm happy to see. But I felt like, and Boba Fett, and you're like, oh, I wonder who the guest star will be this week. Is what I was watching season 2 for, and now this season looks like it's just back on track for his story, and Mandalorian and Grogu's story. So I'm all in.
And the one I adored in that series, in series 2, is the one where Grogu keeps eating the eggs, where he's delivering those eggs to the planet, and you know, just keeps eating those stories. Brilliant. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
I was just going to say, Matt, there is a great scene at the end of the trailer where you see Grogu use the Force on reptile-looking. I don't know what it is, but you know, my knowledge is awful on Star Wars, but. You see,
it's a big lizard.
Yeah, it's a lizard. Basically, Godzilla's there.
Yeah.
And he uses the Force. But looks incredible. March, I think that comes out as well. Yeah. So not long to wait.
Yeah, I was going to say all that scene needed that you were just talking about is an explosion at the, behind him, because the way he came out, it just looked like
yeah,
very cool. So
look forward to seeing what that brings, because like you say, I think the second series did fall flat a little bit, but hopefully it's back on track. And from the trailer, it certainly looks like it's going that way. So let's move on then. We are going to be doing now a live draw along with Kevin. Wish us luck, people.
Just for fun, not for competition. Although I might get competitive.
I will be grading.
Well, no. What we could do is, you know, for any lucky, we could do like a raffle, and then the lucky winner gets our drawings.
Imagine that. Yeah, imagine that's great.
What an idea. It just came off the top of my head just like that. That's how kind of our brains work. Right.
And that's why he's in charge of our social media.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to draw Super Mario, but we're just going to draw his face. Okay. We'll keep it as simple as possible. I do have a reference to the side of me, just so I remember what Super Mario looks like off the top of my head.
So we have the paper portrait or landscape just to start proceedings.
Whatever suits. Probably portraits, probably best, as we're drawing the portrait.
I think you're overthinking.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that, so I really got room for portrait, but don't worry about that.
Right. All right, we're going to start off real simple in the center of your paper.
Yeah.
I just want you to draw kind of like an oval shape.
I feel like I'm at school, Kev.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've ruined it already. No, I'm joking.
And then I'm just going to go in and draw the eyes, all which are like semi-ovals with like a dent at the bottom, like a curve. So that's where his cheeks are.
Okay. Good.
This is going to make great listening on the podcast.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Mario? Are you a gaming fan?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I grew up with Mario. So Yeah, I was Nintendo. Yeah, we had Nintendo. But the only one I've ever completed is the latest one on the Switch.
Right, okay. So
everything else has been too hard for me.
what was that called?
Run over and look at the game. It's in the corner. Hold on. Let me go check.
Thanks, Martin. Yeah, I am the underdog.
Mine's got wonky eyes. I'm just putting this out there. My Mario looks like he's raising his eyebrow.
It's Mario Odyssey.
Mario Odyssey, no. That's an amazing game, isn't it? The little touches in that game are fantastic.
Right, so we're going to draw ovals inside his eyes.
I mean, the way you say that, it just sounds simple. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can already see Mario there. I can already see it.
And we're going to just draw in the pupils, and the pupils are going to be like an oval. So, you know, like in cartoons, they got like kind of that kind of shape. So you got that white out bit.
Yeah.
And we'll do that on both sides and scribble them in.
By the way, viewers, if you're watching this, feel free to, draw along with us. Sorry, Kev, can you just show us where you're at with your one? So we can see.
Can you hold it closer to the camera?
Just so Matt can really,
really copy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God. And colour them in as well.
Yeah, colour just shade them in.
Which is easy when you've got a Sharpie.
Just use the side of your pencil.
No, I'm using Biro.
You're using Biro.
But I'm actually quite happy with that.
you can
read a lot in someone's eyes, and I feel like my Mario is, you know, he's showing a lot of emotion.
Quite a sorrowful Mario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's make him look more like Mario and
he's
add
blind.
Some All right. You're going to add the mustache. So do two lines off the nose, like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, you know what? It's hard to describe, so I'll just draw it and you guys can copy it.
Okay. So, Kev, when did you first get into art and drawing and realise that it was a strong skill that you had?
I've always been into it. So, like, since I was a kid, I was drawing. And then I think, like, about the time the Spider-Man film came out, I thought, I liked the film, so I went and bought some comics. And then I was like, oh, I like this. But if you look at some of my drawings from when I was a kid, they're not great. So I've worked hard. I went to work and just carried on working in a shop. And then I decided, you know what, I'll try and apply for, when I was like 25, I'll apply to go back to college, then go to university and start trying to make this into a career. It's a very slow and still is a very long and slow process, but I'm getting there. But gone.
No, I was just going to say, is it much like anything in this sort of creator world where all it takes is the right person to see your work and then potentially it could skyrocket?
Yeah. So just like I wanted to get to conventions and stuff. So I was gutted last year. We went to Thought Bubble, but I didn't have a table, and I thought if I had a table at Thought Bubble, there'd be more opportunities because there's a load of professionals walking around who could see the stuff. And I didn't want to go over and just, like, harass them.
That's like, what those sort of events are there for. Aren't they, though? You know, it's so that you can talk to people that otherwise would be completely unobtainable, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, that's true. I'm shy. I was also very hungover that day.
So. That's the key. Just get really drunk and storm over to their table. Yeah.
Is this the one that you went with Phil? Was Phil from Phil's Nerdiverse?
Yeah.
I remember seeing the pictures of the night before, I think, with all the booze in and all that. Yeah, I mean, it seemed like it was
Triple G that broke me with his blue Sambucas.
God,
no. Recipe for disaster.
All right,
back to Mario.
Back to drawing. Right, we're going to draw his mouth. So we're going to draw a C shape underneath his moustache. So he's got a little smile. And then draw another C kind of shape there for his tongue.
Can we see that?
Going to say you can't see.
Oh, right,
and we're going to draw another C. There we go.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. And now I think we'll just add in his eyebrows. So again, arch shapes, C shapes. And you could scribble those in as well if you want. You don't have to scribble them in. I'm just going to scribble them in.
Okay.
So much quieter than the year 5 class I had today. This is
we're being very well behaved.
Yeah. Right. Once that is done, I'm going to draw two lines on the side of his head.
Okay.
Do we have to colour in his moustache at some point?
No. You don't have to. You can do. Have you?
Matt's got OCD about it.
I've got OCD, so he's got dark eyebrows and he's got a white moustache at the moment.
You can colour in his moustache. You know what? Now you mentioned that, I've got to do it because I just...
See?
I'm adding real texture to my moustache, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. So it looks like real hair.
Yeah. I'm just going to go grab my shaver.
Glue them. And a shave some of
my moustache off. Give it a real authenticity.
Bushy.
Yeah. All right. That's what we want.
All right. Yeah, so once fair. You've done I'm the happy. Sides and you've coloured your moustache in,
oh wow,
two curves look. On his for his cheeks.
Yep.
And then at the bottom, another little curve for his chin.
Mario. Oh, that was rubbish, James. What have you done? How can I muck up a C? That's what I always. All you've done there is connected one with a C, and I've.
Mine's got a bit of a square chin, unfortunately.
It's like Mario who could take a punch.
He really could take a punch, this Mario.
All right, we're going to do some more C shapes just for the ears.
Come on, James.
Oh, see, oh, I've messed up his ears because one ear is smaller than the other.
Okay. Right, okay.
And then some C's inside those, or like G's inside the ears for like the curves.
G.
Oh. Nice. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Here we go.
And then we're going to move on to his cap. Oh, he has sideburns. You can just do some scribbles for his sideburns. He's going to be a Mario with like a shaved side of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so for the peak of his cap, kind of draw like a crescent moon shape. Again, another C shape, sort of.
Yeah, like a giant eyebrow.
Like a giant eyebrow, yeah.
Oh, God.
I've given him a bit more of like a flat cap, but kind of a...
Okay, yep.
Yeah, ignore that top bit. That's where I drew that eye. And then once you've done that, a circle in the middle. And a big M. Oh, and it's a Mario.
I'm going to frame this.
No, she said she was raffling it off.
Oh, yeah, I'm raffling it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've actually
photocopy it, then frame it.
Are you ready? Yeah. Are you done yours, Matt?
Yeah. Hang on, I'm doing the
delay here.
Ready?
3, 2, 1, go.
Hey,
look
brilliant.
At those. Awesome.
Those are awesome. Well, you know what? With the two of them side by side, it looks like Mario and Luigi.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. Yours is a bit long.
Yeah, I did.
I did also say my one looks a little bit like, you know, one of them people, there's a comedian who looks like his eyes are going the opposite ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my one's a bit like that. But, you know, for someone someone who can't draw,
you've done brilliant.
Anyone can draw, exactly. Yeah. You just need to know what you're doing.
So I said that. Oh God! I said that on TikTok once. Like anyone could draw because I have a little. I tried to do my TikTok, and we do stuff like that on my TikTok. I was just like, we draw a circle, then a C shape, then a W shape, and then that. And I first titled them up. Everyone could draw this, and I just got abuse. So, yeah, everyone could draw if it's you or
If you've done a degree in art.
I was going to say, everyone can draw, not necessarily well.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna move on now. We're going to draw
Hey, James
a horse.
And Matt, you have one new message. Hey, James and Matt, you have one new message. Hey, James and Matt, you have one new message.
Wait, is it space?
I think that was a bit excited, wasn't it? The old video voicemail. We got
unless we've got three video voicemails.
But maybe we've got three video voicemails. Let's see who we've got.
Hey, it's Bethany Brown. Many of you may know me from The Flash, where I play Null. And I just want to take this time to give Matt and James the biggest congratulations on hitting that 12th season of your podcast. Y'all deserve it. The hard work is paying off. My goodness, it's doing awesome. But now I want to ask you, who's your favorite villain? Send him my love.
There we go.
Wow.
That was a we're getting
people from The Flash calling us now. Flash. Jesus.
Not only you and probably one other person watched, but it's...
Kev, did you watch The Flash?
I watched it till about season three. When was Savitar the villain?
Yeah.
Season three? Yeah, and then three. I was like, yeah, I'm done. Sorry to that lady.
But I never saw you in it.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, yeah, you're from Flash. I'm sure some of our viewers will know exactly who she is. Wow. Well, favourite superhero villain, was it?
Or favourite villain.
Favourite villain in general. Yeah.
So I think
Any
we can
Man
be
City
quite
player?
Broad with it.
Let's not talk about Man City.
the ref in the game at the weekends. That's one of them. Marcus Rashford. You know. But yeah.
Favourite villain. Let's go with you, Kev. Have you got a favourite villain?
Villain? I'll go back to Star Wars, and it's Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Emperor Palpatine in the original trilogy. Not in this in the stuff that came afterwards. None of that happened. that was just a fever dream. I like.
What was it about him that you liked? Oh,
I like how creepy he was, and then I like kind of like how manipulative he is at the in the prequels as well, and everything is going. I like it when the villain's plan. Pays off,
yeah.
So yeah, I
rather
think
than
that's
it being
I like
too
it,
obvious, of rather like, than you know,
yeah,
predictable.
Yeah, I think that's why. I mean, with Star Wars, it was pretty, still pretty predictable. Well, it was predictable because you know what happened because it's a prequel trilogy.
Exactly.
So yeah, no, I do like it. I like a scary old space wizard. So anyone like that.
I'd have to say mine would have to be purely, and this is the first I've seen this question, so mine would have to be, just thinking about it, purely from the shock factor, would probably be Thanos from Infinity Wars when he snapped and, you know, wiped out half the population of the universe or whatever. That was just like, I remember sat there thinking, shit. Like, I mean, he was very powerful, and I've been reading a lot over the last week about kind of Kang the Conqueror or whatever his full title is. Like, he's supposed to be even worse than Thanos. You know, I think that's going to be really interesting to see, because the only version we've seen of him so far is the one from Loki, where he was a bit weak, I'd say.
I have a theory, though. I reckon they might do like a U-turn on Kang. And because the Fantastic Four are coming in, so Doctor Doom is going to be around. And in Marvel, Doctor Doom's like the bad guy of all the bad guys really on Earth.
Right.
And he's stolen like cosmic powers before. So I'm like, fingers crossed, we finally get a Doctor Doom. He's all powerful and he steals Kang's power from him. And he becomes like, so when he gets to Secret Wars, he's the one in charge, because in the latest Secret Wars comic, he was like the one who had all the power in that. So I'm hoping they kind of, I think that would be kind of cool, but they need to build him up a bit as well.
Yeah.
So that'd
be a good, like you say, it'd be a good twist, wouldn't it? Because, you know, the whole thing has been about it being the Kang Dynasty and all that sort of stuff. So to them throwing a bit of a curveball that you're not expecting, they're the things that I think you probably enjoy more as a fan of kind of superhero movies, where something comes out and completely catches you off guard.
Yeah, so it would be nice to see that, because they've been a bit bland recently, after Endgame. I guess because they're just finding their feet again. But yeah, I hope something cool like that happens. If not, they're still getting my money. So
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. How about you, Matt?
I think I'm probably going to have to go along with Star Wars route as well. Like being the most influential villain, probably out of everything, would be Darth Vader. For me, particularly being little and seeing this character who was so sort of menacing and so just so different, right? To have gotten the voice and the breathing and the helmet and just that whole thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And, you know, the things he did and, you know, squeezing people's throat with the force, just, yeah, without a doubt.
I absolutely love
probably
him in,
eviler ones, but, you know, I just think the effect he had on me definitely.
Well, but even in the, what was the series recently? Oh, my God. My mind's going absolutely blank. Yeah, the Obi-Wan series. I thought that was the best portrayal of Darth Vader because of how evil he was in that. Like, that was like next level evil.
I thought it was creepy seeing him when they cut off his helmet and you see him smiling underneath it. I'm like, oh, I never thought he smiled underneath that helmet. That's weird. Yeah.
I thought that was brilliant. And that to me, I mean, I'm not a massive Star Wars fan. I've watched them all and I've seeing all the stuff, but my knowledge of it all isn't kind of to the same level as you guys. But Darth Vader, to me, I never really saw it that way until I saw him in this version in Obi-Wan. I thought that was incredible. But there you go, some good villains there.
What would yours be? Because you've not said yours.
I did say mine.
Yeah.
Did you?
Thanos.
Oh, yeah, of course you did. God,
did you black out, mate?
Did I just, like, slip into something?
Fall asleep?
For a second?
Hey.
Back in the room.
Well, there's been... Thank you for that question, by the way. So thanks for the video voice messages. Let's get some more in. If anyone else has got any video voice messages from, you know, celebrity fame, then, you know, get in touch. Just a quick bit of news as well. We've touched upon the new Ant-Man movie. We just talked about Kang. And Matt, I'm assuming at some point you and I will go to see that together, more than likely.
Yeah.
But there was other big news last night, and I know neither of you guys watched it, but everyone's been talking about it. The Last of Us series finally started on, I don't know what it's on, HBO out in the States, but over here it was on Sky Atlantic. I watched the first episode, absolutely incredible. I played the game, loved the game, and this for a portrayal of a video game in a TV format was stunning, both on so many levels as well. And we talked about Mando, we've got the same actor, I forget his name.
Pedro Pascal,
mm-hmm. That's it, yeah. He was brilliant in it. And I know question mark, he texted me last night and he said, already I forgot that he's Mandalorian and now he's Joel Miller out of The Last of Us. It's kind of amazing how you can completely switch up your character when you're kind of so associated with one. But I'd highly recommend people. I will be doing some form of review on it at some
point. What is the story of it? Because I know very little about the game. So
basically there's an outbreak of some sort of like fungus infection, which is turning people crazy, and then they start eating each other a bit almost Walking Dead sort of type.
Yeah.
And then slowly but surely they kind of morph into these kind of weird, they're called clickers, and there's other types of these kind of weird things, but essentially it's trying to survive. And the film starts with him as this is outbreaking and people are, you know, going crazy, and he's protecting his daughter. I won't give any spoilers away, but if you've played the game, you'll know how that ends up. And then it goes 20 years later, and then he's in this, you know, everything's kind of, it's like the apocalypse of the world. Everything's green. There's, you know, moss growing all over the lamppost and everything. And they're just surviving more than anything. And they're trying to survive, I guess. But the interesting thing is that Ellie's character, who's this young girl, comes in. It turns out she has been bitten by one of these clickers or whatever they are and hasn't turned. So they see her as the cure, essentially, or she could lead to that. So he's got to get her to a location. And the first episode, it was quite long. It was about an hour and 20 minutes, I want to say. Mm-hmm. There's 9 episodes in this series, but the first one, if that's kind of where the bar's been set, I'd highly recommend it. Even for fans, if you're into things like, you know, Walking Dead and things like that, then this would be a great show to watch. And as I say, I thought it was really good.
It's good to see
the trailer. It does look really interesting, I think, as a program.
Yeah, they finally, if they're adapting video games to TV, well, it's about time.
With that, I actually done a post which got a lot of traction last week, which was, you know, with this, you know, pending, and that was last week. What games would you want to see made into a TV series, even if it's one that has been done before and not quite well, and you'd like to see it happen again? Kev, did you have any thoughts on that?
So what would I like to see turned into a TV series?
Yeah, if there's any games that you've played in the past that you think, God, that'd be a really good TV show.
Talking of like Nintendo, either like a Zelda game, I think would be quite fun. Or Metroid. Metroid's in space and that, and you got the Metroids, the little blobs flying around. That'd be quite cool to see. I think maybe more as a film, but yeah, something like if they did like a Zelda game, I think would be really cool as a TV show.
I've just seen Pete from Triple G. He's here. Evening, Pete. He said, Altered Beast. What a game that was, by the way. I mean, my next door neighbor, Adam, had that, and I used to, on the Mega Drive or whatever console it was on. What a game. Absolutely loved that. Matt, did you have one? Did you comment on the post?
I put, well, one that someone put and I thought would be incredible was Mirror's Edge, which is was that Xbox 360? I think maybe that originally came out. It's a lady doing parkour and sort of overcoming these sort of bad guys. Can't remember the exact story, but it's all set on like a city skyline. It'd be amazing. The one that I suggested was a game called Sable, which came out, I think it was the middle of last year. And it's, I think there's sort of an element of magic to it, but it's the characters in the middle of like a desert location, very similar to Tatooine in Star Wars. And you ride sort of these sort of speeder bikes and travel and collecting things. And it's got... it's got a soundtrack by a band called Japanese Breakfast, who I really like. They do great music and they've done the soundtrack to it. And just, it's just so calm is the only way I can describe it. It's a very different game. You just sort of, and the animation of in the game of the sand sort of coming up while you're driving around and stuff is wonderful. So to create that mood, but in a TV show, I think it would just be very, very different. So that would be mine.
I might flip it on its head this week and post one. What film or TV show would you want to see turned into a game? There's a good one to get your head around.
I take it, James, you'd want Football Manager as a TV show.
FIFA. It's a tough one. For me, there was one that someone posted that I thought would be quite good, which was Metal Gear Solid, a game that I absolutely loved. way back when, until Mark gave me the first copy on the PS4 and I got stuck on the first level and gave up on it. So,
binned it.
And then played FIFA continuously.
Again.
but yeah, I mean, there's loads of games. Splinter Cell was another one that I really enjoyed PlayStation 2, I want to say. Might have even been PS1. But I believe there is actually a TV series being made of that or a movie. So, wow. There's a lot of adaptations, I think, coming. So be interesting to keep.
Well, like we said the other day, The Last of Us is 10 years old now.
Yeah. So,
and there's lots of things that are still in the public consciousness, but actually quite, you know, have been around for quite a while. So it's only natural they're going to start doing other bits and pieces with them, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, now that's the news out of the way, it's time for the next version of...
Anniversary spread.
Oh, every time. James T. Keegan, take a bow, son. Well, Kevin, as you know, you've seen the show before. You know how this works. I'm going to be listing out five different things. It could be a movie. It could be a song. It could be a game. It could be something that is celebrating its anniversary on today, the 17th of January. You just have to tell me, and we'll take it in turns, what year you think that came out. Now, the winner will be the one that's closest to zero. So far this series, because there's only been one of them so far, Matt lost to the Nout Worst Girls.
So I was undefeated last season as yeah. well.
He's looking for revenge.
Oh. So,
I don't know. How do you
the
think
payback.
You're with this sort of thing, Kevin? What's your knowledge on this?
Terrible.
Okay.
I don't think I'll do well.
Well, keep an eye on the comments as well.
You never know. There's a lot of chance in this because there's the odd one that I think I know exactly when that is. Mm. But otherwise, it's just, you know, instinct.
It can also be quite tactical as well, because if you want to try and stay close, then just pick the year either side of whatever the other person says. But, you know.
Exactly. Or look in the comments, because there are a lot of guesses.
Yeah.
especially what Shane said. Spread them, boys.
Yep.
It's not that kind of show, Shane. Right, we'll start off, and the guests go first.
Maybe next season.
Join our OnlyFans, Shane. No. Okay, guests go first. So, the first anniversary that we're celebrating today is the film Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
Yeah, no, I was about to ask you, what year did that come out?
I'll go with that one. Yeah,
can I ask who played Jack Ryan in that one?
You can.
Who played Jack Ryan in that one?
I don't know.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Jack Ryan at some point. I don't know.
I've seen the first guess come in the comment from Shaney's guess in 2015. So not that long ago. I say not that long ago. It's nearly 10 years.
Nearly 10 years. It feels like last year. Yeah. But yeah.
I've just seen a sudden spike in the viewers on the show as well.
Because I'm going to
say.
Chris Pine, Phil says, was in that one. We've also got 2009 from him. Highland G says 2005. Quite a
spread. I don't know who Chris
here.
Pine is. Who's Chris Pine?
Chris Pine, he was in Star Trek, wasn't he? The movies, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know who you mean.
Yeah. So, Jack. Yeah,
Tom Cruise was Jack Reacher.
Right. That was Jack Reacher. So, yeah. Jack. Yeah, because Jack Ryan, John Krasinski's playing him on Amazon at the minute.
Right.
I'm going to go earlier then. I'm going to go 1997.
Whoa. 97. Okay.
Because I know Harrison Ford. I'm sure Harrison Ford played him.
Really?
I think so. Not 100% sure. I know. I'm sure it was someone like that who played him.
What are you saying, Matt?
2011 is my guess.
It's going to be quite a difference here.
This is quite a difference, isn't there?
How confident are you both?
I don't think it's the 90s, personally.
I can reveal Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, came out in 2014.
Oh.
So you were 17
Kev,
out there.
Gun yourself on that first question, unfortunately.
Matt, you were 3 out. So at the moment, listen, there's still 4 things to come through. So
exactly.
there's still the opportunity. Okay. Next one, Matt, you go first on this one. The film celebrating this anniversary today, Juice. Are you familiar with the film?
Yeah, I think it's got Tupac in it.
Okay.
Shouldn't have said that, because that then gives it a very clear timeline.
Good guy, Tupac. Good guy. You a fan of Tupac, by the way?
Hey, me?
Yeah,
some songs. But I was more East Coast.
I couldn't name a song from him. But he seemed like a nice guy.
I was a Biggie fan.
Apart from
Tupac. apart from that, I would say 1995.
Okay. Okay. Kev, what are your thoughts on that? Any idea of the film, first and foremost?
No. Okay. No, but I'm trying
to think. I wasn't familiar with it either.
I'm trying to think. When did he get? I can't remember what year he was shot. So I think I'm going to go in 94.
Okay.
I shouldn't have said Tupac was in it. Okay. He died in 97, I believe, if he's in it.
Okay. I can reveal that it was in the 90s, and it was 90. Can't see anyone who said it in the chat. 92 was the year. Wow. So Kat, you were three out. Kev, you were two out. So you have reduced it. So you're on plus 19 now. Matt, you're on plus 6. We move on to you, Kev. We're going into the games now. What year did this game celebrate its anniversary today? Sim City 4.
Oh, God.
That was released worldwide today, on this day, but on what year?
Let me look in the comments.
I've just seen a comment from Shane saying if he died, lol. He's unknown.
I'm thinking, because I'm sure my partner, I think she had it on the PS4. So I'm thinking I'm gonna go.
I believe, just to clarify, on this day, I believe it was the PC version.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether it came out across all of them. Shane, you missed the question. It is, what year did SimCity 4 get released? And I believe it was on the PC, but worldwide.
I'm going to go with Highland G's answer of 2000, maybe.
2000, maybe, okay.
Yeah.
Matt, did you have any idea when you saw this one?
I think it's going to be... I'm torn between 2004 or 2005. And my logic is I think there was a game called SimCity 2000 that came out. And I believe that was a sequel to the original to SimCity.
Right.
I think... So I'm thinking a little bit later is where my logic's taking me. 2004, I'm going to say.
Okay. I can reveal that was released in 2003.
Ooh.
So you were one out, Matt. Well done. You were three out. So that brings the scores plus 22 to Kev, plus 7 to Matt. So there needs to be a big swing coming up in this. We're moving on to movies again. This is the original Gone with the Wind. Matt goes first on this one. I can feel the tension in the cyber room. Shane is currently he's keeping up scores. He was only three out on that one, so he's at plus 14 at the moment. So he's kind of a halfway house between you both. Well done, Shane. You know the film, Matt, obviously.
I do. I'm again torn between two.
Okay.
I'm going to say 1943, but I think that's wrong.
1943. Okay.
I'm thinking, was it post-war?
We've got a couple of options in the chat. Mark said 1940. Shane says 1947. Phil, 1939. Martin, 1942. All very tight.
Ooh.
I mean, what I might add is all of these have the power of Google probably right in front of them as well.
But which one?
Which one?
Wouldn't it be funny if they all just answered the right answer every time?
I think So everyone's going earlier. I think I don't want to go with my gut because my gut was rubbish because I said 97 for Jack Reacher. Jack Ryan.
It weren't them spaghetti and meatballs, was it?
Yeah. I'm going to go with
1938. Well, I can tell you that the film was released, and I can see there is a direct hit, but not from you guys, unfortunately. Phil, 1939, so you were one out there. What was your gut telling you, Kev?
My gut was telling... For some reason, I thought like 1936 originally, but I thought, that's far too early.
And then I was thinking 34. That was my dilemma. Yeah.
But I was thinking, I couldn't remember what year Wizard of Oz came out, and I know that was around. I think they came around at the same time. I'm
that
sure
was last
that was...
week. We had someone. Didn't the girl say about Wizard of Oz was 31 or something?
Really, really early. Well, okay, so that leaves you on plus 23, Kev. Matt, you're on plus 11. The person who's winning goes first because then the other person. So, Matt, you'll be going first. Kev, you'll know what you need to swing that. So at the moment, you
this is
need...
the last question.
This is the last one. Last so at the moment, you are 12 behind. So you'll need a swing of 13. So you'll need to go 13 years either side of whatever Matt says to have any chance of potentially winning. So Matt, last one is a game. I'm not going to tell you what on because that might give it away.
Mm-hmm.
The game is frogs versus storks.
It's one of those ones. Oh,
yes,
God.
Yes, it is. And while you're both thinking about this, I just want to point out that thanks to Shane from Dawn of Comics, because he done a really nice post on Dawn of Comics actually, with 10 recommendations of films for me to watch this year, because my plan is to watch at least one new movie. And so far, I've watched 3 of the films that Shane recommended. So Storks, funnily enough, was one of them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. Andy Samberg does the voice of the main character in it, and I love Andy Samberg. That was brilliant. Luck, I watched that one, which is an animated movie which was on Apple TV. And the other one, which is on Netflix, called The Interceptor. Sadly, that one...
You hated it.
Yeah. Let's move on. Frogs versus Storks.
Back to the question. I'm going to say 2013.
Okay. So, what was your thoughts on that one, Kev? Before you have a guess, because you know you're going to need to go, as I say, what did I say you were 12 out?
So yeah, so I got 13, so I know my answer. my thoughts were, well... Yeah, I thought it was like just a random like indie game that someone posted on like Newgrounds or somewhere like that. So, yeah. But my answer is going to be 2000 because
you need to
it's
win.
Not going to be 13 years the other way yet.
Okay. I can tell you that that came out on... I'm just doing some quick maths here, guys. Bear with me 1 second. I can tell you that came out... One of you got a direct hit on that. It was released on Android in 2013. Direct hit, Matt. Well done. You finished the game with plus 11. Sadly, Kev, you finish on plus 36. But
hope you guys don't keep a league table.
I keep telling him he needs to do one. But we
And thanks to everyone in the chat as well for playing along with that. That was really fun. I hope you enjoyed it. And that was this week's... Oh, where is it, Matt? Quick break. I need the soundbite. This week's...
Anniversary spread.
There it is. Matt, have you got any final questions for Kev or any stories that you want to bring just to end the show?
I think as we've been going for a little while now, probably just a question, Kev, is where can we find you? Yes. Is the key thing.
You can find me on Instagram at Kev's Drawalong. You can find me also on my personal account on Instagram at quiz, KWiz1988 on Instagram. I'll post all my drawings and everything on Kev's Draw Along. I'll post what's coming up on the Draw Along that week. And you can also find me on YouTube at the Nerd Herd channel, where I where we post the Kev's Draw Along videos as well.
And where is the, how is it best if anyone that's been listening wants to get in contact and get you to do some art for them, how's best to reach out to you?
You can either DM me on Instagram or go to my website, kwizillustrator.com, and there's a contacts page on there as well. And I'll probably take the email a little bit more seriously. It's come through my email. But yeah, no, I reply to everything on there as well. So,
well, we're grateful, me. Kev, because yeah. you replied to us and said that you'd love to come on our show. So I think I added in the love part there. But hey, thank you for coming on. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Helping us draw our Mario and Luigi.
Look at them. Brilliant. Look at them. Amazing.
Stick around. We'll chat to you once we've come off the show. But next week, we're back with another guest. We've got Connie joining us, another kind of alumni of the Nerd Herd. I've seen her on the show there before. We've also seen her on the Dawn of Comics quiz. So we look forward to welcoming her onto the show next week. But until then, thanks for joining us. Thanks to everyone in the chat. If you want to get in touch with us to join us, send us a message on Instagram and we'll be in touch. But until next week, we'll see you for now.
Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, don't forget to like and subscribe on your favorite service. Past and future episodes can be found on all major streaming platforms, including Amazon, Apple, Google, Spotify, and YouTube. You can also contact James and Matt via Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. They will return in the next This Week in Metropolis.